Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Lan Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Bava Batra Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Today we're going to be looking at the 4th, 5th, and 6th Mishnayot of the 4th Perek, continuing with the issues of sale of real estate and what's included. HaMocher Et HaChatzer. If somebody sells a Chatzer, Machar Batim Barot Shechin U'Me'arot. So the houses and all the excavations and cisterns and everything go along with it. HaVelot HaMetaltalin, but not movable objects. Bizman Shamar Lohu V'chol Mash V'tochari Kulam Mechurin. But if you sell it and say everything, the chatzer and its contents, then all of it, including the ovens, etc., are all sold. We're going to deal with these two in respective order in Mishnayot Hey and Vav. And that is, sorry, in flipped order, and that is the bathhouse and the olive press do not go along with the chatzer. Rabbi Eliezer has a whole different position. He says, the only thing that goes is the airspace of the chatzer. Tana Rabbanan, so we have an expansion. So batim achitzonim means those houses that are abutting the chatzer. Batim achitzonim are the ones that are inside of that. Beit achusaot are sand houses. If you have stores that open into the chatzer, they're sold with it. But if they're not open in, they're open to the outside street, they're not sold with the chatzer. But if they're open in both directions, they are sold. That's the same as avira shel chatzer, it's only the space. Now, we'll see this later on in the podcast, that the version of the Bright of Rabbi Chia is the opposite. Here he says that stores that open both into the chatzer and to the outside are not sold to the chatzer. It depends. If most of the use of the store is to the inside, then it's sold with it. If it's most to the outside, then it's not. Rav Lazar had this statement that nothing is sold, just the airspace. Now, Amar Rabba, Ida Amar Le Dirata, the Kuli Amalo Pligi, the Bate Mashma. So he minimizes the machloket. He said, if the fellow sold his the chatzer and said, I'm selling dirata, then everybody agrees that's houses. That means residences. Kipligi Amar Le Darta. So according to this first version, he says, the machloket is only if he said darta, a little different than dirata. Mar Sara Tarbitza Mashma, or Blazer says that means area, Mar Sara Bati Mashma, Chacham say it means houses, which means, by the way, the machloket is now a semantic machloket. Ika Damri Amaraba, Ida Amarle Darta, the Kuli Amalo Pligi Dirati Mashma. So according to the second version, Darta, Dirata, all mean houses, everybody agrees all the houses go. Ki Pligi Damarle Chatzer, the only machloket is if he said a Chatzer, Mar Sara Chatzer, Avira Mashma. Rabbi Blazer says Chatzer means the yard, you can do stuff there. That the word chatzer is used most frequently in Chumash as, and in reference to Chumash as the chatzar ha-mishkan. And the chatzar ha-mishkan, of course, includes the mishkan. So you sell the chatzer, all the buildings go with it. V'yamar rava amar rav nachman. Machar lo chulsit u'metzula. Interesting piece. When I translate chulsit here as a beach or a sandy area, u'metzula is like a riverfront. If you sold both of these, at one transaction, two separate places. So if I sell you these two areas and you go and act make a kinyan chazaka on one of them, that does not give you a kinyan on the other one. So you put up a fence on one of them or put your name on one of them, doesn't give you the other one. Is that true? Rav Shmuel says the halacha that if I sell you 10 fields all over the world in different places, and you take possession of one of them, you've got all of them. So how come you don't get both properties here? The answer is, there's two components. First of all, the earth is all one. And therefore, land in one place and land in another place are essentially connected. But second of all, because that's true about the riverfront also, fields are all used for one common thing. So my chazaka here works for there. Here, the use of the sandy area is going to be different than the use of the riverfront, and so therefore the kinyanim don't work. Now, v'ika d'amri, some people had an opposite version. Amar Rav Nachman, herzik b'chutzit kana metzula. The taking possession of the sandy area gives you possession of the riverfront. Pshita. Now we challenge it not by saying it contradicts Shmuel, but it's obvious based on Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, Machar lo Eser Sadot, etc. So the answer is Mahu Detema. Now what we used before as a distinction, we use here as a justification. Hatamu Desad and Arachanu Aval Hacha Hatashmish Lachud Hatashmish Lachud Kamash Falan. Said over there, in Shmuel's case, it's all one thing. So there, that, I wouldn't know to apply that to our case where they have separate purposes. Kamash Falan, that they do work. Okay, the next Mishnah, Mishnah Hey, is about selling an olive press. Macher Beit Habad, Machar Tayam. The Yam is the pit where the smashed olives go. Veta Memel, which we'll see is the smasher. Veta Betulot, which we will see are the poles or the beams, the vertical wood that holds up the smasher that goes up and down. Avalo Machar Ta'avirim, which are upper beams, upper wood. Veta Gilgal, the wheel. Veta Korah, which is the top beam. But if you sell the olive press and all of its contents, then they all go. Rabbi Lazar says the korah comes along because that's what Beit Habad is. We'll see that in a minute. So the Gemara is now going to translate these Hebrew words into Aramaic words, but we already went ahead to the English. Yam tlafcha. Tlafcha is a lentil, but what that means is this pit where the smashed olives go. Memel. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Memel, who would know better, Mifrachta, the smasher, that's what a memel is. Bitulot, what's that? Rabbi Yochanan, Klunsot Shel Erish Mamidin Banat HaKorah. There are cedar boards that they use to put the beam on it. Avirim Kavshi, those are the boards on top. Galgal Chumrta, that's a wheel on top. Korah is Korah, that's the beam on top of that. Tanorano, Chomret Abad Machar Tan Nisarim Vatayikavim Vatamafrichot. So you end up sell if you sell a Beit Habad, you also sell the floorboards and the yikavim are the wells where the oil is collected. The smashers, the crushers, and the bases of the mills that are used. But if you say I'm selling it all the contents, then they all go. The avirim are the top boards. The sakin and marzufin are different kind of bags or containers that they would use to bring the olives into the press. He says what the Beit Habad is the top beam that's used to ultimately come down and smash the olives with all the appurtenances underneath it. Okay, Macher et HaMerchatz. Now, if you sell a bathhouse, Lo Macher et HaNesarin, which are the boards, the floorboards, with the asfalin, the cups used for the water, with the balaniot, which are either the curtains or the towels, etc. Zman shamar lo hiva chomash batochari kulan mechurin again. Ben kach lo machar lo et hamigorot shamayim, velo et hotzarot shaleitzim. Either way, you don't sell the water reservoirs or the woodshed, the wood pile. The wood was piled there because they had a big fire to keep the water hot. Tan rabbanan, mocher et hamerchatz, machar et beit hanesarin, vet beit hayikamin. So if you sell a merchatz, you do sell the room where they keep the boards and where they keep the big pots. At Beit HaSfalim, where they keep the cups. At Beit HaVilaot, where they keep the curtains. Avaloet Nesarin Atzman, where they come in Atzman. Svalen Atzman, Vilaot Atzman. But the items themselves aren't sold. They are mobile. Zman Shemar Lehum Yechomash V'tochah, Rekulan Mechurin. But if you say, I'm selling everything in it, then it all goes. Bein Kachomen, Kachlo Machalo, Atabrechot, Masabkot, Lomayim. But the pools that provide water are not sold. Bein Motachamah, Bein Tokshamim, if they provide water all year. Velo Beit Kinus Hayitzim, and nor is the wood shed, or the area where you keep the wood, sold. You don't just say, I'm selling you the bathhouse and everything in it, but you say, I'm selling you the bathhouse and all of its appurtenances, all the things that are used for it, then kulan mechurin, everything goes, the wood, the water, everything. Now we hear a story that's really about Beit Habad, but we needed this brighta to illuminate it. Hahud da'amrle lechavrei, Beit Habad v'chol tashmishavani mocher lach. I'm selling you the olive press and kol tashmishav. That's what the guy said. Hav yehanu chanva'ata. There were some stores, abroi, right outside of the olive press, tavushatru bo shumshimi, that they used to lay out sesame seeds that they would then press in the olive press to get oil out of them. Ata the commander of Yosef, so it means that they had a tangential use for the olive press. Our secondary use. After this, they came to Rav Yosef. We have a braita that we just saw that says all the things that are used for it go along with it. So these stores should go along with it. Amarle Abaye, Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Atan Rav Chiya ain kulan mechurin, just like we saw at the beginning of the podcast, Rav Chiya's version of the Braita is the opposite. So Rav Ashi solves it. He says, if you said I'm selling you the olive press and all of its tashmishav and this are the borders, and the borders include those stores, then fine. But if you don't mention that with the borders, then lokani, and we only have what's inside the olive press and all of its tools. Okay, we'll hold off at this point. We'll pick up with Mishnah Zion in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.